638 News Radio 923 and AM 1620. We will always take anything off of Pyromania. Perfectly acceptable. Thanks so much for that, Davis. Janice Gilley is the Escambia County Administrator. She joins us now. Janice, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I hope everybody had a good Veterans Day.
Absolutely. In fact, the Blue Angels Foundation event last night was really good. The Blue Angels, the former Blue Angels mentoring thing that UWF put on yesterday was really good. I mean, just, yeah, it's good stuff. Very good reminders. And I agree with you. I love the way this town honors our veterans. Hey, one of the things I wanted to give you a chance to talk about is I know we're coming up on some of the deadlines related to FEMA and just, you know, the debris collection and all of that, which you've told us before, but it's worth saying again, you know, December 1st. But anything in this regard that you want to make sure to inform our citizens about, Janice?
Yeah. So make sure that if they're going to do a FEMA application, get that FEMA application in. There's a December 1st deadline for that as well. And if you have already heard from FEMA and they have denied you, do not take that as the only answer. A lot of times you have to fill out the application, then you have to go through the SBA loan process. You may get denied at both stages, but it could be because you didn't check a particular box. I mean, read your letter carefully, go back through it, and go through the appeals process. I know that's frustrating. I can't imagine what it would be like to have not had all, you know, to have had all that damage, but then also have to continue to fight. But on the other hand, it's my understanding that is part of this process. So do not give up on those appeals, and you do have to get all your documentation in by December 1st to be part of, you know, the continued process. And then I just wanted to mention on debris, you know, we've said December 1st, get your stuff out there. So that means if people feel a little bit skippy during the Thanksgiving time frame, they can get all their stuff out there. We are going to suggest that the debris haulers take the Wednesday through Saturday of Thanksgiving off, because obviously we'd like them to have an opportunity to go home to their families. They've been here working hard ever since September, and we want them fully rested and ready for a vigorous end to this process. What we will do in that process is, as we do what's called clear a road, we will be doing our best to put a map up to let the community know that we have cleared a road. And then, you know, if for some reason that's not accurate, we'd love people to let us know. But we will, as we've been doing all along, taking photos, taking GPS coordinates. And once we clear a road after December 1st, it's closed out. So I just want to be really, you know, clear with everybody that December 1st is your last day to get that stuff to the road.
No, and you have said that, and you've said that the goal is to end by Christmas, you know, to take those first 3 weeks of December and really get it all entirely knocked out. And it's a good reminder, because I know a lot of people might have, it's not as urgent as it was in the beginning, and you might have been putting off. Well, you know, get it done and make sure that stuff is out by December 1st. And it's a very good note, by the way, that first no is not final no from FEMA on those applications. And again, that December 1st deadline is very important. Anything else related to FEMA or debris or anything that you want to make sure to say, or do you say it all?
No, the only thing is that, you know, there's another storm forming down off, you know, south of Cuba, and we clearly don't know where it's going.
Go ahead.
I just don't want folks to get caught off guard, you know. I mean, we dodged a bullet on this Eta thing, storm. So, and it's going in at 50 miles an hour, the winds, you know. So because we have so many limbs and trees, we just don't want another little storm like that to sneak up on us next week. So continue to take pictures and record your place now, in case anything comes in the future.
And especially if you took damage from Sally, because it's separate, they're separate claims. And, you know, you got to make sure that you can document when it was and when it wasn't, you know, when the damage wasn't actually done. Hey, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, too, is today we have a special meeting. It mostly related to CARES stuff, not entirely, but largely. It's a lot of budgetary stuff. For people who might be interested, what are some of the key things they want to look for this morning at the meeting at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, so what we have to do is we have to firm up all of our expenditures for CARES, because our first report is due, well, another report is due on Monday as to how we will spend all 100% of our dollars. So once we finish with the family CARES, we will have expended over $16 million to our local citizens that make less than $45,000. That's $3,000 a family. And then the business CARES will have spent over $2 million there. to businesses up to $7,500 per business that had applied. And we had about 400 and something businesses that applied and have been going through that qualification process. So that's nearly $20 million right there. Then after that, we have the rapid testing that's still continuing at Ascension. As you know, they've opened a Saturday for us. I believe it's 9 to noon testing. You can start making appointments as early as 8 a.m. on those Saturdays. And then we also have community health. So that's another $1.2 million of testing that we provided to the community. And then after
Janice, hold on. Just to pause you for a second. I want to make sure people hear you because this was kind of decided late in the week. We got the notice really late on Friday, so it was hard to promote it. But there is now Saturday symptom-based with screening testing from Sacred Heart that is being made possible by CARES funding for the rapid test through the county. And so that will be again this Saturday, and I assume that's going to continue as long as it can continue as the plan. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is our commitment from Ascension Sacred Heart.
Very
and
good.
Community Health Northwest also helps, you know, throughout the week. So that's another a little over $1.2 million that we're using and testing for folks. And then, like I said, we also have the food program. We're expecting to get out the 2.2 million pounds of food between now and December 30th. It will be paid for with not only CARES, but also funding that has come from Hurricane Sally and donors that have provided that to feeding the Gulf Coast.
Very good. Yeah, all very good notes. Also, I do want to give your office a bit of praise. Now, it's somewhat obviously a holdover from the prior administration, but the jail is rapidly progressing towards completion, looking for, you know, prisoners to move in. In February, we can start to recover some of our inmates from other counties like Walton County. But the key, and I'll give you a chance to say it yourself, under budget?
It is at this moment. Yes, it is. Even with a substantial extension in time in terms of construction, you know, due to COVID, due to, you know, weather days and stuff like that. So it is still coming in at the not to exceed dollar amount that was negotiated. And then there will be some residual left over to assist with that corner there at Pace and Fairfield, the demolition, and then hopefully the construction of some new amenities there that are for the community.
Very good. Well, you know, it's a weird thing to celebrate, you know, because it's unnecessarily a bad thing, but the fact that there's jail, but that will solve a lot of our challenges, and certainly it's something that we look forward to the completion of. Janice, you know, one of the things that came up in the meeting last week was this discussion item about negotiating with Skanska for compensating the county for the loss of the fishing bridge, the fishing pier that used to be the old 3 Mile Bridge. I think a lot of fishermen are concerned to make sure that if that does get demolished, that we get a replacement pier of some kind of a similar fishing amenity. I know it's not your job to make that commitment, but can you say anything to reassure people who are concerned that that just might go away?
What I would say is that fishing amenities are a big deal to our community, and I think that our commitment has been really strong in terms of the boat ramps that we provide. You know, we've provided other opportunities for fishing all around the county, and so I think that this could be a good news story in the end, because I think there may be an opportunity for more fishing amenities, maybe potentially in different locations, that would provide more greater access to our community.
I think this could be a good news story.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still waiting on a response from Skanska about that basically demand for covering the cost of the replacement of the bridge, right? We still don't have any update on that, right?
Oh, no. I wouldn't expect one, you know, immediately.
Okay.
I mean, they're a large corporation, and they have to take a lot of things into consideration. So I would expect that corporation to do their due diligence, you know, and go through all the things that they need to go through before we get a response from them.
All right, very good. It's a small thing, but because I drive by it every day here on Plantation Road by the studio, we have this big eyesore hotel that has been, just functionally obsolete for all these years. But that's going to get torn down. At least that's one of the questions the commission's going to take up, right?
Well, they took it up last. They took it up last week.
Oh, did they?
I think the question is what? Yeah. They took it up. Part of our issue is what's the environmental? You know, because you have to do an environmental analysis, look to see if there's asbestos and other things that, you know, that can drive up the cost of demolition. So the early estimate we have was, I believe, $180,000. And so, you know, if that number increases substantially, you know, I'm not really sure what the outlook will be because, you know, what you have to do then is you have to put a lien on the property, mm-hmm. and then you have to have a willing purchaser that's willing to, you know, take care of the liens, because that lien wouldn't be necessarily an administrative lien. It would be a hard cost, and we do not waive the hard cost for liens. Because,
right.
you know, we have to recoup those costs for all the taxpayers.
Right. If you're spending money to do something because somebody's out of code, if it's administrative, like you say, if it's a fee, you often, you know, will consider waiving that. But something you actually spend money on, that's not going to get waived. Last thing, you often have a question for me. Do you have anything for me today?
Yeah. I think it's good for your listeners to get to know you a little bit better. So you're kind of a music buff. You're a music buff too.
Go ahead.
If you were to karaoke, what is the song you would sing?
Okay. So there's the answer I should give, which is, like, we did karaoke over the holidays and did Bohemian Rhapsody. That was a lot of fun. And you know, anything from the 70s and 80s. But I will tell you that at our Christmas party, our very first karaoke that I ever did for our Christmas party here at the station, I probably made a bad choice in terms of teaching people who I was, but I did Burn Hollywood Burn by Public Enemy.
That's great.
I think maybe that wasn't the tone I intended really to set, but it was the one that I did because I do know all those words. So do you have one?
So I always, David Allen Coe, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison.
Awesome.
I love that one.
I think our karaoke crowds are a little bit different, but that's okay. That's what makes karaoke interesting. Janice Gilley, she is the Escambia County Administrator. Janice, thanks for the work that you do. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Y'all take care, and please stay healthy out there.